Hi, everyone. It's me again, Yamila, your NNLM Discovery host. Before we get into today's episode, I'd like to encourage you to take a short anonymous survey about our podcast. To help improve our show, we want to hear more from you, our listeners. Go to nnlm.gov, click on our podcast page, and you'll find a link to our survey. We can't wait to hear from you. I'm librarian Yamila Alkaya, and this is NNLM Discovery, a podcast from the network of the National Library of Medicine. Today's episode is Open Science, a story from the National Library of Medicine. In January of 2023, the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy announced a federal year of open science. You might be asking, what is open science? Haven't we always done open science at NLM? So, a quick example why this is important. Artificial intelligence. It seems like everything we do comes back to AI in some way, and this story is no exception. AI is only as good as the data sets that are used to train it, so the quality and reliability of data is really important. So are issues of security, bias, consent, and privacy. This is where open science comes in. It's all about sharing research in an effective and equitable way. Let's jump right into my discussion with two of our very own NLM experts who have spent the last year working on this multi-agency open science initiative. All right, so we're rolling. Let's start off by just identifying yourself and saying your job titles here at NLM.
Yeah, so my name's Lisa Federer. I am the acting director of the Office of Strategic Initiatives here at NLM.
Sure. I am Miriam Saringhalam. I am the Data Science and Open Science Officer sitting in the Office of Strategic Initiatives at NLM.
Okay, most important question. For someone who has no idea, what is open science?
We have a federal definition for open science that was unveiled at the start of 2023. And it is the principle and practice of making research processes and products available to all while respecting diverse cultures, maintaining security and privacy, and fostering collaborations, reproducibility, and equity. So this is the first time that we have a consistent definition across all of the U.S. government around what open science is and also what we're trying to achieve by advancing a more open way of doing research.
Open science is an umbrella term for a range of scientific practices that involve making the products and processes of research open. So traditionally, you would go to the lab, collect some data, do some analysis, write a paper, you'd submit that paper, and then that paper may or may not be open access for people to read without a subscription. But open science involves really all of those products and processes being made open. So the data is available for people to use, in many cases, the software and code that you use to wrangle and analyze it is available. Of course, the literature is available. So it's really important because it allows people to have a better view into that scientific process and understand how is this information collected, how did the scientist come to the conclusion that they do in their paper. But it also gives people the opportunity to reuse some of those things. So potentially data is out there that is useful to a study that I'm interested in doing, and I don't have to take the extra time and funding to collect that data again. I can go and find it and use it for my research.
So what is the National Library of Medicine's role in open science?
Yeah, so NLM is a library, right? And libraries are all about connecting different audiences, different users of our resources with the information that they need in ways that, you know, are meaningful to them. So as a library, we're really, you know, I see it as really baked into the mission and what we have done over the last two centuries is really connecting people with information that they need, which is really at the center of open science.
So there's a lot of researchers who are interested in doing this sort of for the good of science. And there's also people that will be required to do it because policy says that they must as a condition of their funding. So I think NLM plays a really important role in being that place that people can go to put their research, to put their data, and also to be a trusted source of data. So with more and more data available out there, more and more repositories, it can be a challenging landscape to figure out, where do I get the best quality data? And just as NLM has been a source of trusted health information in the past, we are a source of trusted data as well.
I'm the happy librarian that thinks this should be an easy thing to roll out. I mean, we've been doing it for 200 years. So what are some of the concerns to open science? And why hasn't the research community jumped at this opportunity?
So I think some people have some concerns about making data available because being at the NIH, we fund a lot of research that has human subjects data. But it's important to recognize that open science and data sharing is not just a blanket, share everything fully openly all the time. So we have safeguards in place to make sure that people are using the data responsibly and appropriately, and that patient data remains secure. So that, I think, is a really important piece. There's also concerns that people put their data out there and they don't really get credit or get recognized for that. And it's definitely an evolving space, but NIH has been thinking about, and other research institutions have been thinking about, how do we make sure that people who share high quality data sets get credit for that in the same way that people who publish high impact, highly cited journal articles get credit for those. So it's a shift in thinking about how we value academic and research output. But now that we have these resources like repositories to make data available, we now have a way to surface those and get them, out of your lab drawer or off of your hard drive and have them in a place where people can see them and therefore can reuse them and can reward them.
Thanks, Lisa. That's quite the shift in thinking. So, Miriam, tell me more about why is open science important and what impact does this have on science and research?
We're giving others an opportunity to sort of look under the hood of what sort of underpins the discoveries that we've made, the data sets, the codes, so that they can, reuse them, so that they can verify them. And that really makes our research more robust, more reliable, more trustworthy, the more opportunities that we're giving to sort of promote and enable that transparency and that accountability, and ensure that science is self-correcting if it needs to be, or that we can feel really, really confident in the results that we have because we've given those opportunities to verify. So if we are going to achieve the goals of open science, we have to make sure that we are sort of thinking about communities that maybe don't feel like science is for them, who were maybe told in the eighth or ninth grade that they weren't a science person. And so what are on-ramps that we have to bring people into the processes and products of research? Not that they have to become a scientist or a researcher or a science nerd, but to kind of demystify what we're doing as a scientific and research community. And so that's where I see the sort of relationship between equity and open science. It's thinking about what are the needs of these communities that we want to connect to those processes and products. And what are the tools that we have, as a library to enable those connections?
That leads into my next question perfectly. This is NNLM Discovery. So how is the NLM able to help spread the word of open science to communities across the country?
So I think one of NLM's greatest assets in open science, and particularly in, how do we increase access for all of the different communities across the country while respecting diverse cultures and promoting equity. And I see the network of the National Library of Medicine, which has over 8,000 points of presence across the country, as really the roots in the ground for NLM and a great connection point between NIH and all of the different communities across the country in not only sort of delivering information, but also creating opportunities to get input and information back to us as this sort of like bi-directional engagement relationship that I see as really important to advancing open science.
Also, the role of training librarians. They do a huge amount of outreach and training to librarians, which I think is a really powerful investment because then those librarians go out to their communities and they're able to spread that knowledge as well. So NNLM is definitely doing a lot to drive these efforts as well.
Oh my goodness, thank you both so much. You've described the important role of NNLM so well. That's exactly what we do. I think someone new to our podcast will understand our important relationship to NLM from that response that you gave us. So 2023 was an important year. Describe for us, what was the year of open science?
Yeah, so the year of open science was this effort that spanned across the U.S. government agencies. So 17 federal agencies and departments signed on, saying that 2023 would be a year of open science. And the idea was to promote adoption of open science, to raise awareness of what open science is and the various benefits that it can have, to advance policies across the government that promote more open, equitable, and secure ways of doing research, to support and strengthen infrastructures that enable access to federally funded research, and to create opportunities for training and capacity building so that we're really making sure that as we're spreading the word about open science, we're also building a workforce and opportunities to really be able to tap into the potential for open science.
So NLM was one of the agencies that participated, and we really focused a lot this year on just communicating what we're doing around open science. This is not anything new to NLM. We've been doing open science before that was even really a term, making literature available, making data available. So for us, it was partly just about helping people to realize like, oh yeah, this is open science. Like, this is not a game-changing, totally new paradigm. This is actually something that we've been doing for quite a while.
Federal agencies working together to improve and enhance science. That's amazing. So I've got the list of agencies in front of me. I just want to read off a few. There's obviously the National Institutes of Health, the National Science Foundation, NASA, CDC, and these are just a few of the agencies listed on this paper. To end our discussion, now that 2023 is over, what is the future of open science?
So the year of open science was never about just one year. It was about sort of sowing these seeds to propel us into a future. And we're now in that future, and we'll continue to think about how we as NLM can really be leaders in creating that more open and equitable and responsible sort of future for research.
I'm very optimistic about the future of open science. I think that there are, of course, these policies that are moving the culture in that direction. But I think there's also a shift in researchers thinking about open science, and a lot of researchers are excited about making their data openly available and the opportunities that that can present to them to collaborate with other researchers and just have their science out there. So I think it's a bit of a culture shift, but I think that even though that may happen slowly, there's some really great opportunity to change the landscape of how we do research.
Thanks to Miriam and Lisa again for taking the time to talk with us. I think it's important to showcase how the NNLM and NLM work together to advance the adoption of open, equitable, and secure science. You can read more about the Year of Open Science on the NLM's Musings from the Mezzanine blog. NNLM's project director, Martha Meacham, contributed an article featuring Lisa and Miriam titled, Carrying the Momentum from a Year of Open Science Forward in 2024. We'll include a link to that article in our show notes. To learn more about the Year of Open Science and to see a full list of agencies involved, visit open.science.gov or check out our show notes with a direct link. This is NNLM Discovery. Thank you for listening.